Well, it's interesting when we look at this new U.S. nuclear strategy that they have called the NPR, the Nuclear Posture Review, that it preceded this summit that is going to be held in the United States. It's almost as if the United States wanted to show that, well, we're building a momentum towards reducing nuclear weapons, stockpile warheads, what have you. But why don't you tell us a little bit more about this NPR as if as the way they've stated it, and also how it states that it authorizes selective use of atomic weapons against certain states.
Well, that's very unfortunate. I mean, the independent observer in different parts of the world, and it's a matter of concern for many governments, particularly the governments member of the non-aligned movement, because as I have said, the basic doctrine still remains in the United States administration, that not only they have to maintain their nuclear weapons as a deterrent, but also to modernize it. And that's what we think, that it's not going to serve the purpose of peace and stability. I even can quote certain prominent U.S. Figures, professors of university, even the member of the political body in the United States, that what has been proposed or what has been unveiled, the nuclear posture, there is no change, no basic change in the basic element of this policy. Or to quote it correctly, this is not a revolutionary policy change, and there is no substance or substantial declaration to prevent the U.S. from using the weapon possibly in the future. That means even within the United States, there are strong criticism about maintaining nuclear weapon as a deterrent. In other words, such a policy would encourage states to go and to become nuclear, particularly to use bomb or to develop nuclear weapon. And that's why we say that we have, I mean, the responsible individuals and also the responsible government, they should try their best to address this important element and to wipe out such a theory from their doctrine and military doctrine as well. That's why we feel that there are a lot of discrepancy and also controversial phrases within the nuclear posture review theory that has been released. Of course, it is to the expert to go into detail and to address each and individual part of that. But I think that this will not only convince the international community, but it is a matter of great concern that the United States, that has used the nuclear weapon for the first time in Hiroshima and was responsible for killing thousands and thousands of people, and we would say that has misused the nuclear energy for peaceful purpose in other ways. So it would be extremely difficult for the free people of the world, those who really love to live in a peaceful world, to accept such doctrine.
Well, when we look at the overall picture, and I want to take the point of view of just the general public, looking at people across the world who might be viewing all these events that are unfolding, it's kind of hard to understand why the United States is putting the idea of nuclear weapons, warheads, which it contains and maintains, as you just mentioned, their arsenal of, in the context that it needs to be present. For example, let's look at something that NPR has revealed, and that is that the United States not to use nuclear weapons against states that do not possess nuclear warheads. I mean, doesn't that sound more like a threat and a step in the wrong direction?
Well, I think, as I have said, the basic theory that they have developed, this nuclear posture review, it has that very important element in that. That means the international community, naturally and rightly, they will ask the United States and those who are responsible that why what that country has done and other country who possesses nuclear weapon to implement Article 6 of the NPT. The problem right now is that the way that this new theory is being placed to the public, it is as if that there is a substantial change in the policy and also in the methodology of approach to reach a nuclear-free world. But factually, when you open this beautiful and wonderful basket, it's not a basket of gift to the people who really wanted to see a world free from nuclear weapons, but it's a basket, a Pandora box, where you could see snakes, where you could see the very dangerous elements. And one of the most dangerous one is that using the language of intimidation, which is against the Charter of the United Nations, to use force or to intimidate other states by any means. This is against the basic principle of the United Nations Charter. And that's why in today's world, the public opinion will not accept such an approach, such a blatant violation of basic international law. So, and of course, then there's a classification within this theory that those countries who possesses a nuclear weapon, well, United States will treat with them in one way. Those countries who fully comply the NPT, there will be another treatment. Those countries who have shortcoming in implementing the safeguard and the NPT, then there is the question of intimidation and the use of the nuclear weapons against those countries. The problem is that here the U.S. is player, the U.S. is the judge, the U.S. is the administrator, and the rest of the world has nothing to say. So that's why this theory will not gain any popular support in any part of the world. And I'm sure that the public opinion, even in the United States or in Europe, will not accept such an approach, because this is contrary to what was earlier was stated by many U.S. officials, that they are for a world free from nuclear weapons.